Support for KUOW and How to Be a Girl comes from Cupcake Royale, standing for gender equality for their employees, community, and society. Cupcake Royale cares deeply about making the best cupcakes, ice cream, and espresso. Seasonal treats available in all 6 cafes and metropolitan markets. Learn more at cupcakeroyale.com.
You have arrived. KUOW Public Radio. In Seattle.
And now for the show.
Every parent of a trans kid has a painful story about their child getting outed by paperwork, by a substitute teacher reading from the official roster at school, or the receptionist calling out a name at the orthodontist office. That's why, 2 years ago, before I enrolled my daughter in public school, I raced to get her official documents changed. It's one of the rites of passage for parents of trans kids. You get a letter from the pediatrician stating that your child is indeed transgender and is receiving appropriate medical care for her condition. You go to court, pay $171, and stand before a judge, hoping you won't get one of the hostile ones you've heard about, who don't believe in transgender children. We got lucky. At the end of the process, I held in my hands the holy grail of identity documents, a revised birth certificate, and I used that document to enroll my daughter in school as a girl. Because that's what she is. And now I don't have to worry every day about what might happen if the teacher's out sick and there's a sub. I thought we were all set. The only document I hadn't changed was her social security card. But that didn't seem like a big rush. It's not like she was going to go out and get a job at 8 years old. Plus, things seemed to be really changing for the better. In the past few years, we've started to see positive media coverage of transgender people. Last year, President Obama became the first U.S. president to use the word transgender in a State of the Union speech. And in 2013, with an executive order, Obama made it easier to change your gender with the Social Security Administration. Prior to that, you had to show that you had undergone sex reassignment surgery in order to alter your Social Security record. Transgender kids certainly can't and shouldn't be having surgery. So that means that just over 3 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to change her Social Security record. It's this kind of thing that has made me thank my lucky stars over and over again for our timing. For the fact that my daughter wasn't born 10 or 5 or even 3 years earlier, when the world just wasn't ready for her. And I always assumed things would just keep on getting better. That is, until last November.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
Trump, the campaigner, was wishy-washy on trans issues. But Trump, the president-elect, doesn't seem to be. At least if you look at his top appointments. From the vice president on down, they read like a who's who of the anti-LGBT political establishment, staunchly opposed to gay marriage, supporting anti-trans bathroom bills, and even openly mocking my child's deeply felt identity.
For thousands of years, mankind has known what a man is and what a woman is. And now, all of a sudden, we don't know anymore.
It took just the stroke of a pen for Obama to transform federal policy.
Is that the height of absurdity?
And allow my daughter to change the gender on her Social Security record.
Today, you feel like a woman?
And it would take just the stroke of a pen for the next president to take that away.
Even though everything about you genetically says that you're a man.
Or worse.
This is This is how absurd we have become.
The window opened by Obama's executive order in 2013 very well may be about to close. So I started scrambling. And I wasn't the only one.
Everybody's panicking. That's what it feels like to me.
My friend Amelia has a transgender daughter the same age as mine.
Our poor doctors are all flooded right now, though. You know, I tried to get a hold of my kid's pediatrician the other day, and he's so swamped right now with everybody wanting to get certificates changed and letters from the doctor, and he's so swamped.
I've just had this urge to want to hide my child. I mean, just, you know, in every possible way, officially, you know, with all the documents. And I guess I just hate the idea that I have to be scared, that I can't assume that the federal government or any government is going to have our back and protect her rights. And that is just, for me,
welcome
that's
to
so
minority status.
Right.
You know, I feel like we're coming out of we woke up from our privilege.
Thank you for calling Social Security. In a few words, please tell me what you're calling about.
Gender change for a child.
Let's try again. You can say name or press 1.
Mama.
Address or phone number or press 2.
Gender.
Sorry, we seem to be having trouble. I'm going to get someone to help you, but first I need
to
get
some
information. Social Security is allowed
to collect
this information.
It's free. It's beautiful. It's got a cute little girl like me.
Yeah.
A wonderful animation.
It does look really cool. Honey, I gotta deal with this right now, though.
Say more information. Otherwise, say continue.
Mama!
Continue.
Isn't it pretty?
Yes, that's very cool.
Your estimated wait time is 29 minutes.
Please, can we get it?
A local transgender advocacy group called the Gender Justice League announced a free legal clinic where you could talk to an attorney about how to change your name and gender on official documents. I decided to go and see if they could help clarify how to change my child's social security record. The clinic was packed, mostly with transgender adults hoping to update their own documents. And there was an army of attorneys volunteering their time to help. They sat behind fold-out tables with signs taped to them, showing what they could help with. Driver's license, medical records, birth certificates, passports, and Social Security. As I stood there waiting for my turn, it struck me how often our name and gender are listed on things and how little we think about it until they're listed wrong. And it's more than just an inconvenience. In the majority of the United States, there are no legal protections for transgender people in the workplace or in housing or in schools. The wrong documents can cost you your job or your home or get you detained at the airport or get you beat up or worse. And every person in that room must have known this all too well.
So let me see what's on your phone. Okay. You're here for your kid.
Yes. Yeah, she's 9. We're almost 9.
I got a lawyer all to myself.
So I have her birth certificate amended from Washington State, and I have the court order name change from King County.
Okay.
And a doctor's letter.
Unfortunately, the event was more geared toward adults, not kids.
My first guess would be that it's you just do it like you would do for a non-minor.
You'd think I'd be used to this by now. The fact that every time I have a question about something related to my transgender child, it feels like I'm the first one to ask it.
That would be my best guess.
And the experts, the doctors, the teachers, the attorneys, aren't really sure what to tell me.
Thank you. This is great. Well, I'll figure it out. This was really helpful, though, talking this through with you. Thank you so much.
That's when I end up back where I always do, calling on the coolest group of moms I know. So, what are we going to do?
About life?
Oh my god.
I'm more stressed out about this than I thought it would be.
There's definitely a lot of people in freakout mode.
I panicked again.
What other election have we ever had where four-year-olds know who won?
So have you got your kiddos' documents all changed?
We have one left, and I want to get it done before January 20th. Yes, I do.
I feel like I can't quite get a read on what papers I need to bring.
I was just going to bring his birth certificate.
I brought his old Social Security. I brought his birth certificate. I mean, I brought everything I had.
Anything else?
Oh my god, my dear.
He's like, birth certificates do not count. And I was like,
what? I realized I probably wasn't going to be able to figure everything out in advance. And I didn't want this hanging over my head during the holidays. So 2 days before Christmas, I made plans to head downtown and get my daughter's Social Security record changed. Or at least give it my best shot.
Where is it?
I gathered together every possible document I could imagine the Social Security Administration might want to see.
I can't believe I can't find this.
All her records. Old and new, from the courts and from the state. I even got an updated letter from her pediatrician, just to be on the safe side.
Honey, please don't put that in my face right now. I'm kind of stressed.
The paperwork is a hassle.
Oh, wait, I have an idea. Maybe it's in here.
But for me, it's the easy part. The hard part is how real this makes everything.
Okay, I know you wanted to stay home, but I have to do something important today. I have to go and change your Social Security information. Do you know what Social Security is?
If I'm being honest,
it's a number, but it's
I'd admit that one of the reasons I've put off changing her Social Security card,
like, remember we changed your name?
Is because I didn't want to change
it. Legally, it's your official name.
It's the last official document with her old name on it.
Social Security office doesn't know yet, and I need to tell them
the last official piece of evidence.
Tell them that you're a girl.
Of the son I once thought I had
and
adored.
That you have a new name.
But it's time to let that go.
Not new name, real name.
Real name.
Mm-hmm. I'd been told to expect a long line, but it turns out there aren't many people in the waiting room of the Social Security Administration on the 9th floor of the Henry M. Jackson Federal Building in downtown Seattle 2 days before Christmas. I had a whole row of hard plastic seats to myself while I waited for my number to be called and felt more nervous than makes sense.
709-103. Hi, how are you? I need a revised Social Security card for my, her name and gender have changed. For my daughter, sorry. Yeah. So this is her revised birth certificate. And I have a letter from her pediatrician as well. I have an old social, I don't know if you want an old Social Security card as well. Oh, my ID. Yeah. Here's my driver's license. So I'm all set. Thank you so much. This is the perfect Christmas present for me. Really appreciate it. Yes.
And that was it.
Happy holidays.
They told me the new card would arrive in 2 weeks, which would be before the new presidential administration comes into office.
What's the mail came?
What's it say?
Do you see what that's for?
Me?
Can you read it?
Social Security.
What's the name on there?
You fixed it!
Yep.
This episode of How to Be a Girl was produced in collaboration with KUOW in Seattle. I'm Marlo Mack. Our production team includes Jim Gates and Whitney Henry Lester. Thank you so much to the amazing group of parents who've been with me from the very beginning and are always there when I need them. Thank you to the Gender Justice League of Seattle for the amazing work that you do. And thank you, President Barack Obama, for making the world safer for kids like mine. And thank you to everyone who's helped keep this podcast going with your financial support. It really helps a lot. If you'd like to support this podcast too, you can go to my website, marlomack.com, and click on support. Your emails really keep me going too. I'm sorry that I'm not able to respond to every single email. I do read them all, and I wish I had the time to craft the kind of response that your beautiful emails deserve. Please know that I cherish them, and I love hearing from you. If you're in a tough spot, please keep reaching out and find the support that you deserve. How to Be a Girl is lucky to be part of the podcasting collective called The Herd. That's H-E-A-R-D. You can listen to the work of some amazing storytellers at theherdradio.com. One of them is Erica Heilman, the talented producer behind the podcast Rumble Strip. Check it out.
You wrote a book called The Gay Uncle's Guide to Parenting. In each chapter, you shame a different parent.
I wouldn't really say shame. I would say tell a humorous narrative about something connected to one of the major struggles in child development. Is that better?